Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagoner covering, for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner strikes out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stahel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bateman moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Expos. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagoner hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stahel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stahel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ferry. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stahel strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donhan pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman is walked intentionally. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-3 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Aji settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Donhan now playing left field. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee bunts towards the mound. Wagoner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gosger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Claude Raymond now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.